This month, the International Whaling Commission is holding its annual meeting in Anchorage. One of the more controversial issues up for discussion is Alaska's subsistence whaling and whether the IWC will allow the centuries-old hunting practice to continue. In Barrow, the northernmost community of North America, spring whaling season kicked off late last month. Rebecca Shear of the Alaska Public Radio Network was there.
On a spring afternoon in Barrow, the temperature outside is a wind chilly 15 below. But inside the garage of Captain Jacob Adams' house, it's downright steamy. You can barely see the iron pots and plastic buckets scattered across the floor. Each container is filled with the meat and muktuk, or blubber, from the village's first bowhead whale harvest of the season.
We cook the unalik, which is the boiled muktuk, the kidney, which is the taktu, the tongue, which is the uchik, and the ingaluak, which is the intestines.
Margaret Olamoun is Captain Adams' oldest daughter. Nearly 24 hours ago, Adams' crew struck the 32-foot, 3-inch bowhead and butchered it on the ice. Now Olamoun and other Inupiat women are finishing the job. In spite of the heat, the women wear jeans and hooded sweatshirts. Sweat dots their upper lips and drips down their foreheads as they drop brown, red, and black chunks of raw whale into boiling water. Olamoun slices a hunk of meat with the rounded blade of a traditional ulu knife. She shows the bright red flesh to Diane Adams-Martin, one of the captain's sisters.
How about now, huh? Is that good now, Diane?
A pika. Maybe a little bit more.
As the meat cooks further, Olamoun uses a sieve shaped like a badminton racket to skim off what she calls the slop.
That's part of the blood that comes out of the meat when you're boiling the meat. And once we're all done cooking, we get it all ready to serve to the community. They'll pray inside the house. After they bless the food, they can come over and eat.
Once the meat is done, the women will bag up individual portions for this evening's community feed. They'll distribute more of the whale in the summer and again at Thanksgiving and Christmas. In the end, the community will consume roughly 80% of the 32-ton whale. The rest, mainly bone, will be brought back to the sea. Martha Stackhouse, Captain Adams' cousin, says this tradition of giving to the community actually begins with the whale itself.
This whale actually gave itself, and that's our belief. It came right to them. They didn't have to go far, so it gave itself to the hunters.
Stackhouse has been taking part in whale harvests her entire life. Now she's passing on the tradition by helping her daughter, Kunin, spoon chunks of muktuk into a bucket.
My daughter, she put too much muktuk, so now she knows not to put so much. You just learn by watching.
Watching over the proceedings all day is Diane Adams-Martin. She's the most experienced cook in the room. Martin giggles as she dips a spoon into an overflowing pot of tongue, but her eyelids are drooping. The women have been cooking for nearly 12 hours, and many, including Martin, were up all night baking biscuits and Eskimo donuts or fry bread. But she says she doesn't mind.
It's always exciting to hunt whale, even though we're tired, but we still have that joyous feeling. Excitement feeling.
For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Shear in Barrow.